Our story begins in Mandy's New Zealand apartment, where she is waiting for news on Marty.
Why are you not calling me back? Damn you, stupid agency! When I find you, Rachel, you are dead. Hello?
Hello, Mandy.
Rachel, where is my daughter?
I've already told you that this baby is not your daughter. This baby is a boy.
Then you do have her. Where are you? The agency has been zero help.
I've gotten numerous calls from them. They want to know what's going on.
Where did you take Angela and all of her things? Bring her back this minute.
I'd be happy to do that, Mandy. For a price.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
A price? What are you talking about?
Obviously something very strange is going on with you. I don't know if you're nuts or just very devious, but this is not your baby, I know that much.
What do you want from me?
Money. I want enough money to get out of New Zealand and to the States.
Fine, I'll get you a plane ticket, just give me my baby.
A plane ticket will be nice, but that's not all. I want enough cash to set myself up with a new life once I'm there.
You can't blackmail me. You kidnapped my baby. I'll call the police.
Oh, I have a feeling you won't do that. You don't want them to know that you have a baby that doesn't belong to you, now do you?
You are going to be very sorry you ever messed with me, Rachel.
I'm terrified. Now listen up. I want $100,000 and a plane ticket to New York by tomorrow.
Are you insane? I can't come up with that kind of cash.
Then I guess you don't want to see your precious Angela again, do you? I'll call you tomorrow with the details for the drop-off. If you don't come through with the money, I'll give this baby to the police and let them know that you stole it.
You have really gone too far, Rachel. There's only one way to deal with you.
Tomorrow, Mandy. Be waiting by the phone.
Tomorrow, indeed.
In his office at TM Productions, Mac receives a phone call from Hannah. Hello, Mac Malone.
Mac, it's Hannah.
Hannah, where are you? And what's wrong with your voice? I've been trying to call you and Todd all day.
Well, I'm in New Zealand.
No, seriously, where are you?
I'm not kidding, Mac. I'm in New Zealand, and Todd is here with me. I wanted to let you know.
What? How on earth did you get to New Zealand?
Remember when Raven, Connie, and I were thinking of taking Mom on that 60th birthday trip, and I got my passport? Well, it came in handy.
What's going on, Hannah?
Mandy is here. We followed her here.
Mandy? Mandy? Matt's publicist? What are you two doing?
Mac, I know no one believed me that Mandy was involved with Marty's kidnapping, but I was sure she was.
Look, I'm not even going to get into all that right now. Where in the world did you and my brother get the money to fly around the world on this wild goose chase?
Blake Whitney.
Blake? What the hell does he have to do with this?
I told him my theory about Mandy, and he offered to fly me to London to check her out.
And just, how did you end up in New Zealand?
It's hard to believe, but we ran into Mandy at Heathrow Airport in London. And she lied straight to our faces about where she was going and where she's been since she left Erie.
How do you know?
This is at least her second trip to New Zealand, Mac, and something very strange is going on with her.
Hannah, do you have any proof that Mandy has Marty?
Well, no, but we followed her to where she's staying, and I thought Marty would be there, but he isn't.
So I was right. You're on a wild goose chase, and we're no closer to finding Marty than ever.
We haven't found him yet, but I know Mandy is up to something, Mac.
Maybe she is, Hannah, but that doesn't mean it has anything to do with my son.
I called you because I didn't know if I should tell Raven or not.
Absolutely not. I do not want Raven to know anything about this. It will only disappoint her more. Do not tell Raven.
I won't.
And Blake Whitney, of all people, How dare he get involved in my son's life?
He thought he was helping, Mac.
Well, I don't need his help. And we don't need your bright ideas either if this is the end result. Come home, Hannah. You sound awful anyway. Stop wasting everyone's time on Mandy the publicist and tell my brother I expected better from him.
Mac, come on.
Goodbye, Hannah. At the Malone apartment, Rex has just arrived to see Raven.
How's your mom?
Well, the doctor says she's improving, but she can't talk. I know she's very frustrated.
How are you holding up? Are you getting enough rest?
Wasn't I just asking you the same thing recently?
I guess we all have bad things going on in our lives right now.
Which is the reason I hesitated asking you this. But I'm not sure what else to do.
What is it?
It's my story. I need to finalize it by tomorrow. I sent you the draft, but there are a few details I wanted to add.
Yeah, I read your notes.
But with my mom in the hospital, I really don't have time to spend on it right now. And I know you have to be free in case there is news about Marty, but I was wondering if...
Say no more. From what I saw, the story was great. I'll look it over, try to add the notes in, and submit it for review.
Raven, you're the best. I appreciate this so much.
Oh, hey, you were right. It's a good way to take my mind off things, even for a few minutes.
In his room at the YMCA, Andrew is watching the Mets game.
Come on, Mets. You can do it, right? You can't let these sissy Braves beat you again.
Express those kinds of sentiments. Boy, David Wright gives it the long
yes.
Drive to left center. Michael's looking up. Gone!
Take that, Smoke.
David Wright's 11th home run ties the game.
God, no. Not another damn headache. Why does this keep happening to me?
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.